you miss the musical Umpeck at Williamstown Theater Festival, rest assured you will most certainly have another chance to see the show. This work will certainly be playing on Broadway in the near future. It's a big, bold, sprawling work that is filled with powerful music, brilliant staging, gorgeous costumes, and performances that are exhaustingly perfect. And it will get even better by the time the show moves to New York. Actually, it has to get better, or it won't last on Broadway very long. As marvelous as the experience of Umpeka is at Williamstown, it needs a lot of work before it is ready for a commercial run. Two, the show is about such a controversial figure, there is no guarantee that a Broadway production will equal a Broadway hit. As for current problems, it now runs almost 3 hours and is in desperate need of cutting. The length includes so much information that the story dominates the presentation, and you feel little emotional attachment to the characters on stage. It's like watching a biography unfold, rather than sharing the story of a unique life. Umpeka was a famous painter during the first half of the 20th century. She was married to a wealthy Russian aristocrat and was forced to flee Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution. The couple settled in Paris with their infant daughter, bereft of wealth, power, and connections. To support the family, Umpeka took to selling her paintings. She created bold, Art Deco-styled images of gorgeous, aloof people that were dazzling in a way that suggested dissatisfaction of those with wealth and power. She was not only a good portrait painter, she was a genius at self-promotion. Her lifestyle reflected the themes of her art as she dominated the social scene and secured commissions from her well-to-do friends. But she never seemed happy or satisfied with her success. The musical focuses on her romance with a female model, Raffaella, the free-spirited lower-class woman who lived only for the moment. Clearly, the themes, the setting, and the sexual tensions provide material rich for staging. Indeed, director Rachel Chavkin stages the sweeping story brilliantly. She has a vision that makes scenes erupt with energy and power. Aided by the choreography and movement of Raj Feather Kelly, this is a visually splendid production. Costumes by Montana Levy Blanco add a lush feel to the society that lived on the edge. Performances are also wonderful. As the driven Umpeka, Eden Espinosa is simply brilliant. This is a career-defining role, and Espinosa owns the character. Her singing is awesome, her energy boundless, and her focus laser-sharp. You might not impress Umpeka, but you will know, understand, and admire the woman. As Raffaella, Carmen Cusack is the perfect foil for the driven Umpeka. Cusack plays the loose woman with a certain innocence that is both charming and sexy. Her singing is wonderful, her stage presence disarming. This is a fascinating musical that is filled with potential. The problems are many, but mine are in the hands of such skilled, creative people. Umpeka will have life beyond the Williamstown Theater Festival. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.